It's Rap Session Friday right here at the Play Inspired Podcast. This is the first Rap Session Friday since we took a month-long hiatus to give way to Melanated Voices. And it's definitely been a roller coaster of a month. There's a lot of learning, a lot of unlearning, and one thing I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but for me personally, my energy is way off. I definitely notice that over the last couple of weeks, I've been vibing a lot lower than I normally am. A lot irritable, definitely functioning from a place of pain. It's weird. And the funny thing is, I don't know how to bounce back from this. Usually I'll take a day off, you know, maybe Netflix the day away. And yeah, but this time around, it's a lot weirder for me. Obviously, there's a lot of learning, a lot of unlearning. And I said this last Monday's episode, wherein I said that even though our news feeds, and I'm going to say it again, our news feed is getting back to normal. Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, their names are no longer trending. But that does not mean that we can now go back to the way things were. It's so obvious that things were not working the way it wasn't working out very well before all this began. Before the pandemic, nothing is working. We're all, we have this, I think the word is collective darkness. And so I don't like saying go back to normal. I wanna go along the lines of approaching towards better days. Anyway, my point here is, you know, we are, the news feed is back to normal. The news is covering the uptick and is back to cover, the news is back to covering the pandemic, but that does not mean that we stop fighting. That does not mean that we stop learning. We stop unlearning certain hidden biases that we have, right? It will never stop. The learning and the unlearning, it will never stop. And it's a tough thing to do. It's always tough. It never gets easy. I know one of the things that I always say, you know, when you become vulnerable, you're okay with admitting certain things. You're okay to admitting when you're wrong. You're okay to admitting this and that. But that doesn't mean that admitting to when you're wrong is easy. It's still hard. And that's why, and that's the part that makes this whole learning and unlearning thing harder, right? That's what I want to say about that is we do not stop learning. We don't stop unlearning. We keep the growth going. Let's all do better together. Anyway, I just got back from lunch. But before lunch, I got off a podcast interview and I honestly was very nervous about this interview today. About this interview that I had this morning. Imposter syndrome was very much alive and kicking. And I'm like, I don't know why I agreed to this interview. I have nothing good to say. I've been semi-retired for the last year or two. I think it's, 2018. It's been 2 years now. I've been semi-retired. I'm not actively doing this and that. And so I'm like, I don't know why I did this. This is ridiculous. But 1 o'clock came in. Adam called me. I was on Adam Torres' podcast. I believe the episode is coming out in a few days here. The imposter syndrome was definitely alive and kicking. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Maybe I could still back out. And this is at, the interview was set at 1 p.m. Mountain. And this is at like 12:45. I'm like, maybe I should cancel. Oh my god, I hope there's some kind of a tech issue and he won't be able to call me. I'm like saying all these things just because I was nervous. I was thinking that I have nothing of value to say. And then, you know, 1 p.m. rolled around, my phone rang, I picked it up and we started talking, and I'm like, and then next thing you know, he's closing out the show, and I'm like, whoa, where did all that come from? Right? So, and this is not just me. This is something that I see with all of my students as well. There's always this imposter syndrome. There's always, we always underestimate ourselves. And ultimately, it leads us to put a pause on the things that we are doing, on the things that we are working on, because we're not quite this yet. We're not quite that yet. And the truth of the matter is, and this is something that you'll probably see, this is something that you probably see a lot, you know, on motivational Instagram accounts out there, that you have everything that you need. Sometimes it takes surrendering for that knowledge inside you to actually come out. And that's actually what happened to me. 1 o'clock came in. Excuse me, 1 o'clock came in, my phone rang, and I just said, you know what? Fuck it. It is what it is. I'm gonna pick up this call and I'm gonna just do it. I'm gonna answer whatever question he says. I'm gonna wing it. And I'd like to think that I did well on that podcast. I started talking about affiliate marketing, my successes with it. I started talking about Forex and my successes with it. And my whole unattached approach to making profits, a lot of you that are working with me know that I always say you have to be okay with a lot of things. If something happens, good. If it doesn't happen, well, that's good too, right? And that's an advice that a lot of people aren't okay with because they are so attached to the results. Right. And I'm going to admit, right, like I shit the bed this week. I depleted my Forex account completely. My account is down to $4. That's how bad I did this week. But it bugged me. It did bug me. But at one point, I was unattached and said, okay, I'm going to put XYZ amount of dollars on my trading account every week. If I lose it, I lose it. I'm going to take the feedback and try to do better again next week. And then after that, you know what? I don't feel bad about it. I am free. I don't have stress from it. I just know that I'll figure out how I'm going to replenish my Forex trading account. No, I am not lying in a bed of money. No, I am not a multimillionaire. So you know that every penny that I put in my trading account is something that I had to or have to work my face off for. But at the same time, it's that you have to approach it. You have to have an unattached approach to this that way, because when you're hyper focused on the results, you are not approaching things clearly, whether it's affiliate marketing, whether it's Forex, anything you're doing in general. If it's forced, then you're not thinking straight. When you force, and if there's one thing that I learned is that, one thing I learned in Forex is that you can't force the market to do whatever it is that you want it to do. You let the market come to you at the right time. And that's a beautiful approach that every one of us could take when it comes to life. You know, you can't force life. You can't force the universe to do whatever it is that you want it to do. Okay, you have to wait for it to come to you, and you do your best to make the most out of that opportunity that comes in. Okay, so that's it. I'm going to leave it at that today for this wrap session. I have to get going. As always, I love each and every single one of you. Don't forget to connect with me on Instagram. I always love hearing from you guys. So yeah, Yeah, if you want to learn more about my Forex trading course, definitely check out the link in my Instagram bio. Or better yet, you could text the words 77START to 31996. And I'll show you there how to trade Forex profitably. Okay, so again, that's 77 START to 31996. All right, so guys, as always, I'm gonna end the show with this, okay? Let's all, our goal here is to always feel good, and let's keep doing that. Let's keep the work of keeping our goal to always feel good. And as always, you know, be kind to everyone. If someone has, keep in mind that if someone is acting a certain way, it is a reflection of what it is that they are going through, and it's got nothing to do with you. And always respond with empathy. So I'm gonna leave it at this. As always, I'll close out the show with, may all beings be happy and free, and may our words, thoughts, and actions contribute to that happiness and freedom for all. I love each and every single one of you.